الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. As Maulana Musa Sahib just mentioned now, that we should be concerned of fulfilling the rights of other people and the rights of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala also, and in there is our qaza namazes also. Normally we take our qaza namazes from the age of 15, but the masala is that the earliest a boy gets matured is by the age of 12. So if there were signs of maturity by 12 already, then from then we must make our qaza namazes. So we should think back that perhaps, alhamdulillah, there are many people who make their qaza namazes, but normally we take it from the age of 15. There's a latest. The latest age of becoming baligh, puberty is 15, and the earliest for a boy is 12. For a girl is 9. So we should consider. And today, which of our girls make namaz at the age of 9? Which of our boys make namaz at the age of 12? And even if we did make namaz, what kind of namaz is it to make? And another is also our sajda-e-tilawat. Especially those who become hafiz, who recite, repeat an ayat repeatedly. So that sajda-e-tilawat, that also we should think. That if there are any sajda-e-tilawats also we are responsible for, we should try and fulfill them also. And also qaza rozas were the same, either by the age of 12, and the latest is by the age of 15. If we did not keep any of our rozas, then we should try and fulfill them. And hukuk of fellow people also is very, very important. And together with that, one very valuable dua, which is particular for Muzdalifah, but it is general for all time. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana, O Allah, forgive us our sins, wa taqaffal bi ridha khusumina. And whoever has got rights on us, you fulfill the rights on our behalf to them. And the sign of that is Allah will give us that tawfiq, that we fulfill the rights of those people. Not just a matter of just reading the dua and thinking now the story is over. And also, as ulama have written, that qaza namazes, for example, they are not just swept under the carpet and it's over. It's there, and we have to make those namazes. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to try and clear all our matters. And also, as for the rights of fellow people, we just heard now that so many maqbool ibadat will be given. We don't know which ibadat of ours is maqbool also. Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us, inshallah. In the Ayat-e-Kareema that I have recited, it is all a bayan of our Shaykh. Many times we heard from our Shaykh, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, this bayan. That Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala addresses people at large, Ya Ayyuhan Nas. Not Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu, but Ya Ayyuhan Nas, O people, all of you. And in fact, the reality is the whole creation, everyone, all the time, everyone, all the time, under all circumstances, we are muhtaj, we are in need of Allah. Antumul Fuqara, you are Fuqara ilallah. To Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We are continuously, every moment, in need of Allah Ta'ala. There isn't a single moment while we are awake or while we are sleeping that can be independent and we don't need Allah Ta'ala. So Allah brings that reality into us, that we realize that we are in need of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to explain this is Jumla Ismiya, and according to Arabic grammar, the nominal the sentence which starts with a noun, that it shows towards continuity. That is, continuously you are in need of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Before you were born also you were in need of Allah Ta'ala. How many, what cases we hear of children, of pregnancies, what the condition of the child in the womb of the mother. Ajeeb cases. And may Allah Ta'ala let us all learn a lesson also. What we hear from the medical people, this is all because of to prevent having children, using the loop, using other things, etc. And then when you decide to have a child, many times then it becomes an abnormal child. And there are abnormalities, and there are all wrong things that happen. Use the natural system of Allah Ta'ala, and inshallah we will be saved of all these things. In those cases we hear that Allahu Akbar, the birth of children is so normal. It's just like no midwife, no nothing. Just like a normal thing that in the house people handle the whole matter. And it was so easy. But today, unfortunately, it has been made such a expense of such a big thing. Whereas it was a thing that one family, the mother, if you send a message to the neighbor that she must come, her time of her child is about childbirth, it's about there already. By the time she came, the child was born already. All she had to do is to cut the umbilical cord. That was all she had to do. It was like that. But today, unfortunately, it's a complete different story. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Anyway, even there, while the child is in the womb of the mother, we are all desperately in need of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah uses the plural fuqara, that you are all fuqara, you are all beggars. Abu Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that a normal beggar, professional beggar, beggar is also a professional, it's his profession. He's a professional beggar. So he goes and begs with his book or with his bowl or with his dish, and he goes around begging. And he works from 9 to 6 or whatever his hours are. Then he puts his bowl away, he takes out all his takings for the day, counts them how much he has earned today, and then he puts the bowl away. But he is a beggar from 9 to 6 or whatever his hours are. But the people at large, even he himself also, we are 24 hours. We are the beggars of Allah Ta'ala. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Continuously we are beggars of Allah. We need Allah Ta'ala. And for each and everything, for our eyesight to remain in order, we are in need of Allah Ta'ala. For our hearing, our ears, we are in need of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For each and everything, we are in need of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So with that realization comes into us, then automatically tadarru', humility, humbleness, begging of Allah, everything we realize that I need Allah Ta'ala. And fa'ili haqiqi, the real doer of everything, is also only Allah Ta'ala. As far as asbab means are concerned, we are permitted to use means. In fact, it is sunnah to use means, but we must not put our trust on the means. The doer of things is not that means. It's not the food, it's not the medicine, it's not the shop, it's not the job. It's only Allah Ta'ala. So we should have that connection, and that is what we have to actually work for. That we, if Allah Ta'ala granted to us, and when we die with that yaqeen that Allah alone is the doer. During this COVID period, one person was retrenched and he was completely shattered. Now what is going to happen? A man who lives hand to mouth. His rental he has to pay, he has to buy groceries, he has to do everything, and there is no source of any income. So he was completely shattered. So he came home and he said, I'm retrenched, and now what's going to, it's the end of the tunnel. You can't move anymore. But his wife was a mu'mina. Her iman was on Allah Ta'ala. She immediately told, Allah was giving us through that channel. But Allah is the giver and he's going to give. He'll choose some other channel, whatever. So there's nothing to worry about. So if we have the trust in Allah Ta'ala, may Allah Ta'ala give us, then a person doesn't worry at all. Then she started making some things from home, and she told him, you go and market it. In a very short while, they were in a position to help out other people. Allah gave them so much barakat. And many such cases, but we, I have to check myself, everyone, how much have we got that yaqeen on the being of Allah Ta'ala? That Allah Ta'ala is the provider. He is the one who sees to all our needs. So if we have to analyze just a little bit, we'll see, for example, one morsel of food we put in our mouth. Just today somebody explained all these things we don't understand, and what's happening in the world today is very strange. So anyway, he was explaining that in America they are growing wheat, but in a very, very artificial, all this new way, which has, and it has got no value in it. They just add all chemicals and that. And all that then, they send here to, he was speaking about South Africa. It is all sent here and marketed here and sold here, which has got no value. And here the corn that is grown naturally, that has got all the value, is sent to America. And they are eating that. Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us. We don't know today what we eat. Today fruit, we are all very happy almost. Before every watermelon wasn't sweet. Today every watermelon is sweet. All the fruit is very sweet. And most of the fruit haven't got any seeds, pups in them. Right? It's all this artificially grown, and it has got no real value in it. The fruit is very healthy. And actually, Hazrat Hakim Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali of Hakwat used to explain that the fruit should be eaten at that time when it is just edible. We like the fruit when it is nice and ripe. And it yields too when you press it. It's soft. Now it's nice and ripe. And at the time it has reached its maximum sweetness. But he says, then what you are having is not the fruit, you are having sugar. Now sugar has come in there. And when the fruit has reached that stage when it is just edible, it's not yet still so ripe. So it's not so sweet also. Then you're getting fruit. If you're eating banana, then you're getting banana. If you're eating orange, then you're getting the benefits of orange. If you're eating guavas, then you're getting the benefit of guava. And when we wait till it's fully ripe, then you are eating, then you are having sugar only, not the fruit. He explained also that in those days, watermelon used to be exported from South Africa to UK. So, which was still raw when it was exported. When it reaches the UK, then now it is ripe. Now it can be marketed. And it is just at the time where it has just reached its, puberty. It is just now ripe for having. But when you wait till it is very ripe, and then very sweet, then you're only having sugar. So anyway, whatever it is, if we just take fruit or anything, we are all in need of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the sole creator, maker of it. And how Allah's system works in the world, how the fruit is distributed during the different seasons, etc. So the fruit which is grown anywhere, for that fruit to be grown, how much we are in need of Allah Ta'ala, that ground has to be cultivated. And for that you need tractors, you need the plows, etc. You need the operators of it. You need the people who work with their plow, with their spades, etc. How many people? And for any and every one of them to come to work, each one, all his necessities of the house, he himself has to be healthy. His wife, family has to be healthy. If somebody is ill and he has to take somebody to doctor, hospital, he can't come to work. So all those people. And then the ground the ground itself, the amount of nutrients in the ground, naturally which Allah has put. And if the farming is done properly, then all this extra so many fertilizers, which will boost and continuously they use the ground. So the ground also it gives up eventually. But the correct way of farming, that one section is done, then another section, this section, then again. But today everyone wants maximum return. So they're using everything all the time. So much of all fertilizer is also added all the time. So anyway, for all that, how many, for all those structures, and wherever they are made, the structure is assembled. It isn't made in one place. It's not manufactured in one place. It's an assembly point. And we don't know from which different parts of the world the different parts of the tractor come. And then for each part again, machines were needed to make those things. For those machines again, so how much we are in, which we don't think about. And we are, when we put that one apple in our mouth, one leech, one mango in our mouth, we don't know what the whole big history behind it is. And it is Allah's system. And then again, it is not only this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending down the rain, which no factory in the world can make. Everyone, all the scientists know it's H2O. Two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen. And they've got enough hydrogen and oxygen. And they can put it together, but nobody can make a drop of water. And then for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send, and we see the sun is out just now. Suddenly it's now raining. There's a storm suddenly. And next again when you look, again it's sunshine. Everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi also used to say, don't regulate my bayans. My bayans also is not from my side. What Allah wishes, when Allah wishes, as you can't regulate the rain, you can't tell the rain that tomorrow, this time you must rain till this time. And this time we're having our function, we're having some occasion, and that time with no rain. It doesn't work like that. It's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. How Allah ta'ala sent. And then each rain drop, what things it has got in it. Pure distilled water from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah sends down. And then it falls. Farmers say that they use their own irrigation systems also. But our irrigation systems don't compare at all. A 10 minutes rainfall from Allah's side, and our irrigation system of 6 hours for the day, or for different, it can't compare with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after that, when it is grown, then to pick the crop, how many people are needed again? This is just for one morsel of food, one morsel of rice, or anything else that was grown. Where and where, how it is grown in the different parts of the world. So it was grown where and where in the different places of the world. And then it comes. When it comes in our place, and we paid 60, 70, 80 rand per kilo for the rice, or whatever it may be, the mutton, 100 rand, 150 rand, whatever the price. But what the procedure it has gone through, and what we are paying for is just a token. It's just like a barter system, just to keep the system of the world going. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has discounted it very, very greatly. That if you have to consider all those people working, the sun rays, the moon rays, the effects of the stars when they shine, all those things. Where can 100 rand pay for a kilo? Or 150 rand pay for a kilo? It is all impossible. It is all just that Allah Ta'ala, just to keep the system, we are paying that amount and we are getting that. And that was only, nobody can even exhaust the subject just on food. Whether it's fruit, you can't exhaust the subject. Whether it is other, like rice or anything, mutton, chicken, etc., you can't exhaust the subject. Think of our clothes. That our clothes, who makes it? Where it was made? Where is the cotton grown? And when this, nowadays mostly we're using natural clothing, this artificial also. That also is made in the different factories, etc. how it is made, who is making it, and how it is then marketed. It goes to the whole, in the factories it is made, goes to the wholesalers, then it goes to the retailers, and then we go and buy 1 yard of, 1 meter of material or whatever. But how many people worked on it? And then the beautiful dua which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught us for eating also and for wearing clothes also. Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amani hadha at'am wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwah. A person, all praise is due to Allah who gave me to eat this food without any of my effort. No matter even if we made effort in cooking it, in growing it, etc. But really, it's artificial. Our growing it, our cooking it is just outwardly. The real tour was Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. That auntie who is cooking, if she gets one sneeze and she feels I'm sick now and she goes and sleep, who is going to cook? It's only Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala who is the doer, and we get that food that is ready. The clothing also. Alhamdulillah, الذي كساني ما رزق الحمد كساني هذا الثوب ورزقنيه من غير حول مني ولا قوة. It comes that all of a person's sins are forgiven when we realize this real reality. يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله. That we are all 100% fakir and we are dependent on Allah تبارك وتعالى. And that is what Allah Ta'ala make, that coming to the Khanqah or in any other effort of deen also, we become alims also, we go in jamaat also, whatever effort it is, to that this reality, the la ilaha illallah, that Allah alone is the doer, and Allah alone is in the heart. Very fortunate is that person whose mouth comes in that condition, that on his tongue is that there is no one else but Allah. And he's returning now to Allah in his qabr. How fortunate is not that person. And that is what we have to achieve. Alhamdulillah, good akhlaq, ibadat, muamalat, all that also we have to, that also is our duty. But the main thing is to understand that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala alone is the doer. And the one major thing that comes against us is our own nafs. Allah Ta'ala give jazaa khair to Maulana Abdul Mu'id Sahib, the son of Haji Farooq Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. Haji Farooq was also a great alim, Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib, and Maulana Abdul Mu'id also. That our nafs all the time, our desires, that we give preference to that. Today in so many things, our food stuff. The things which come ready-made from the takeaways, etc. Today we all go mad over those things. And we all know that maybe our chocolates, our food, what we eat, etc. But we give our nafs, our desire to have those things are very, very great. So we prefer to have all those things. Many things are like that. Whether it is on the cell phone, and all the evil and the filth and dirt on the cell phone, what makes us go for all those things? It's the nafs all the time that wants to all these things. And we, so to fight and to bring the nafs under control. And this was one of the great achievements of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhu and all the great men of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And as it is said, Buzurg says so beautifully, may Allah really bless us with this reality. Your one leg on your nafs, one first step on the nafs, and your next step is in Jannah. It's just a matter of controlling this nafs of ours. But this nafs, eyes, how many people say, I just can't control my eyes. That, for example, go in gust also. Then also my eyes, I'm not under control. I'm looking around and looking at women all the time. What is that? It is bad nazri, but it is also the nafs. In our clothing, we want to dress and imitate other people in their way of dressing. What is that? Also to make the nafs happy. Whether it is brand names, or whether it is all fashion, or whatever it is. So this nafs is a real, real arch enemy. And this is the effort that Allah give me tawfiq, give us all tawfiq, that we can try and fight our nafs and we overcome the nafs. And the next step is by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So all this we realize that if we can come, that reality can come into us, that Allah alone is the doer. Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara ila Allah. And ya Allah ta'ala said, ya ayyuhan nas, O people. That means all people together. As many ulama as there are, huffaz, qurra, whoever it is, scientists, people, medical people, people in economy, whoever, all the people together, all of you are fuqara ila Allah. All of you together, you are in need of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In order to make one signature, you are in need of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In order to open your phone, you are in need of Allah ta'ala. To go on any app, you are in need of Allah ta'ala. And for the internet service to be present at that time, you are in need of Allah ta'ala. Otherwise you can have all that, your battery is flat. You can't do anything. All the time, or you have run out of air time or something, whatever. You haven't got connection, you can't do. We are in need of Allah ta'ala. So to bring this reality into us, continuously, all the time, that we are in need of Allah ta'ala. Wallahu, and Allah ta'ala, huwa al-ghaniyul hamid. He is ghani, totally independent. He doesn't need anyone at all whatsoever. Al-mustaghni an kulli ahad. He doesn't need any person, not the farishtas, not the anbiya alayhimus salam, nobody. Allah is totally independent. And a time will come, kullu shayin halikun illa wajh. That there will be nothing that will be in existence but only Allah ta'ala. Allah alone. So Allah ta'ala is the absolute, is the one and only. So there we have to learn. And Al-Hamid, all qualities of praise are only with Allah tabaraka. He is the only one. So we should not take any praise for ourselves in any way. And fortunate is that person also, that whatever he achieved, that he attributes it to Allah. That with the dua, he reads also, that it is only by the fazl of Allah that this was achieved. I haven't done anything whatsoever. One of the du'as that we should try and read after we have completed any amal, what you? That only by your bi-ni'matihi. Alhamdulillah, illadhi bi-ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. That all praise is only for Allah Ta'ala, that by His ni'mat, this make, this good work was done. Never that I did it, or I achieved it. Allah Ta'ala save us from that. No, if a person who does that, everything, the whole world can praise him, but he will realize, I have no say in it whatsoever. Only and only Allah's fazl. Allah gave me the tawfiq. Allah gave me the good intention. Allah Ta'ala gave me the ability to do that amal is only from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So continuously a person has to turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this reality has to come into us. So may Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq that we work in this direction and we keep this in mind that throughout our life that I have to find my Allah. And I have to realize my Allah alone is the doer of everything. May Allah bring this reality into us, inshallah.